Lindsay McDougall on ABC Illawarra.
Ruby Fields grew up in the Sutherland Shire, but had moved to Stanwell Tops by the time her song Dinosaurs came in at number 8 in the Hottest 100 of 2018, making her the first person from the Illawarra to get themselves into the top 10 of Triple J's Hottest 100. She has just released a brand new song, the first of a whole new bunch of music that's going to be on a record, and she has not one, but 5 shows coming up at the Wambara Bolo. So I think there's a certain poetic nature to the fact that her brand new song is called Pretty Grim. Is it Pretty Grim, Ruby Fields?
I gotta say, that was in a time where I was being a privileged little pigeon, but I'm feeling a lot better about life now. I'd say it's far from grim.
Yeah, having 3 shows just upgraded to 5 at the Wambara Bolo is pretty ungrim.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a more perfect arvo than just having a bowl, listening to music and getting to dress up in a suit while you do it.
Although looking at the song and looking through the lyrics, hungover again, barely scraping rent, which is never good. But looking at the video clip, it looks like you're still in that rad place at Stanwell Tops.
Yeah. We're still living there, and we've been there for like 2.5 years. I think you came and visited last year.
Yeah, just after the Hottest 100. Yeah. And that's where I met the donkey. What's the donkey's name?
Lonky.
So good. How has it been during these strange times? How is it living there during the weird lockdown times?
It's honestly been such a blessing, and that's why I feel like it's far from pretty grim at the moment, just because I've been able to live with my bandmates and, you know, not being on tour as well, I was allowed to get some houseplants, you know, so...
Because you would keep them alive.
Yeah.
So back to this song, is it kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's sort of a letter to your mum in some ways?
Yeah, it's definitely like I was talking to, the whole idea was that I was talking to a photograph of her. I wasn't hallucinating. It was more just this concept of
her in the warm dress.
Yeah, and just like looking at that photograph and just kind of speaking to her. And it's sort of like a prayer. I've always had a very open dialogue with my mum about the fact I'm not very religious, but I would say I'm spiritual. I can still, you know, nothing's stopping me from sending positive energy or just talking, you know, talking to myself in a way. And so I remember having this conversation with my mum and trying to just channel what she would want me to do or what she was thinking. And I know that she gets worried still to this day, like she gets worried about me. But I think we have a very communicative relationship, and I'm very lucky, but yeah, it's definitely what the song was based on.
Yeah. And you have, I guess, written about your parents a lot. Is it changing as you're writing more songs?
Oh God. Yeah. I think I've said this a couple of times, but I don't hate my parents anymore. So it's real hard to write punk stuff.
Well, you still did that awesome whiny, shiny line. The spoon wasn't silver, it's just really shiny.
Yeah, and that's true. Like, obviously, I didn't, you know, I wasn't raised in the Kardashians, but I was still privileged enough to have, like, a roof over my head and go to a Catholic school. So, like, I think it was just all the classic ups and downs and whatever else of being a, you know, white suburban teenager, which in hindsight sounds a bit prissy, but I mean... It's, you know, music's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. And trying to impress people you don't even love, which I think is something so Australian music industry as well.
Yeah, I personally have still really battled with that. I think it's really hard, obviously, as you'd know, wondering when you meet people if, you know, they're serving an agenda or whether they genuinely would just like to meet you and hang out with you. Or it's still something that I'm navigating, you know, most days, and feels like that's kind of, you know, it's a real warped sense of self-worth, I think, most days, because before, you know, if you're working somewhere or doing something and no one gives you like a second guess and they find out, oh, you're this person, and then all of a sudden they want to have a conversation with you and you're like, just be a nice person.
For someone like you, especially, who's Top 10 Hottest 100, debut album on the way, there's probably a lot of people, you know, wanting to talk to you, to give you things. Many bands would be, you know, rolling around with big guitar company endorsements, you know, and sweet hookups on Instagram. I can't believe you made your own guitar.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time in the making.
Tell me what guitar you're playing.
My new guitar is a Tele body with Strat cuts, and then just, I wanted something simple because my back is cooked from all the years of touring with that like 15 kilo one that I had before. So this new one's made of white poplar and it's a lot lighter, and the belly cut serve just to stop cutting into my ribs a bit, and then just have a B90 in a humbucker case in case I want to swap over, and then just a humbucker in the fridge. But
this is good. This is great guitar nerd stuff as well for people listening.
It's just still too advanced for me. Like, I'm terrible at playing guitar. I like combining physics with music. I think that's like so cool and incredible and everything. But I
and for the longevity, so you can actually tour with a guitar that's not going to break your back and has enough flexibility. You know, you can use different sorts of pickups and things, and you can flick the pickups on and off. And there's like a single coil switch on one of them too, I saw.
Yeah. There is. Actually, I was about to say, you'd know as much as I do what that uses, but you probably know more than I do.
It makes it, you can go really twangy Fender sound, you can make it go Gibson.
Yeah.
But, that's all I know.
I did muck up the soldering on it and had to rewire it. And then by the end of it, I ended up just making a three-way switch, but it does pop into this fourth position that boosts all three. So it's... instead of having to use a boost pedal, I accidentally kind of maneuvered my way into having just a switch.
So everything's on all the time, kind of thing. If you turn that,
yeah,
on.
That's awesome. It's not gonna get used a lot. But you've played live with me, you know, I really don't put that much effort into what pedals I'm using. It's just like, here's the loud one, here's the soft one.
It works though. It works. I'm talking to Ruby Fields, who is taking that guitar to. Three shows upgraded to five at the Wambara Bolo, which possibly by the time we're playing this interview, we're probably on the way to selling out. Well, when was the last time you played a gig?
It would have been with June Rats at Festival Hall in Melbourne in February or March.
Yeah, it was March. I think, because that was just after the bushfire fundraiser that I was at in Melbourne. So
yeah.
You started the tour just after that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that I was telling my mate this morning about you jumping up on stage, and it was like, he plates or whatever, and somehow we managed to make it sound metal, the Hell Dio guitar riff kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, we did the harmony. I'm sorry. Yes, we, yes.
Yeah. I was so into it.
Look, these shows, is this, is there more planned? There is a record, I believe, so we'll save the real album tour for when that happens, but what's the plan for the future?
I think, obviously, everyone's navigating this, kind of semi-post-COVID world that's, arriving, but I reckon we might be releasing a single at the end of the year, another one, and then slowly feeding them out. I think, when you've got to try to think ahead with things like Hottest 100 and whatever else, and think of the best strategy possible at, for times like these to do the best for yourself that you can. So I reckon new music will be coming, and it'll be coming in hard and fast with the new year.
Excellent. And in the meantime, if you are lucky enough to get the tickets to the shows at the Wambara Bolo happening on the 16th, 17th and 18th, five shows over those 3 days, you got to dress up, wedding attire compulsory.
Yeah, that's it. You can't get in unless... Well, I mean, it's kind of open to interpretation, though.
Yeah.
If you wanted to wear, a blazer and board shorts, you could just do that.
I'm sure there's probably been weddings at the Bolo where people have worn that, so that would make sense.
Yeah, what else would you wear?
Awesome. Ruby Fields, thank you. We'll chat to you again soon.
No worries. See you, Lindsay. Have a good one.
This is Lindsay McDougall on ABC Illawarra.